Welcome to 1UP's Family Transitions Podcast, a collection of stories and educational interviews about serving military families in transition. I'm your host, Jenny Ray, and I serve as an independent consultant with the Family Transitions team in 1UP, formerly the Military Families Learning Network. Our team provides education and resources for professionals working with military families to build resilience and navigate life cycle transitions. Our goal is for military families to increase self-reliance and navigate each transition more successfully than the last.
Today's episode is part two of our three-part Strengthening Couples Relationships podcast series with Dr. Ted Futris. If you missed the first episode, go now and listen to that. You won't want to miss it, especially since this second episode builds upon the first. So now in part two, we're going to be going to look at how helping professionals can use the National Extension Relationship and Marriage Education Model in their practice. Hello and welcome, and I'm your host, Dr. Jenny Ray, or just Jenny, and I have the honor of co-hosting with my colleague here at 1UP, Dr. Karen Shire. Welcome, Karen.
Hello.
Would you like to introduce yourself briefly here?
Sure. Okay. I'm actually a program development specialist that works with Jenny in the Family Transitions team for 1UP, and I am really looking forward to having Ted come here and talk with us about this topic. I actually met Ted for the first time about 21 years ago during a snowstorm in Kansas City. We were at a conference for family life educators and specialists for the land grants. And there was a team of us that looked at relationship education, and that formed a really cool relationship over the years. He was at Ohio State at the time. I was at Michigan State, so.
Throw those teams
too
in
bad
there.
About the that, rival. Ohio State, I just don't get
so
it.
Well, it's interesting to see that 21 years later, there's still conversation, there's still a relationship, and for all the work that's been done. So I'm going to introduce our guest. Today, we have the privilege of chatting with Dr. Ted Futris, professor in human development and family science at the University of Georgia and extension specialist in family life education. Ted's research has focused on couple and co-parenting relationships across various contexts in order to inform the development of programs and resources that promote healthy and stable families. He also evaluates the efficacy of family life programs in order to advance educational practices that lead to healthy couple and family relationships. So without further ado, let's welcome our guest, Dr. Ted Futris.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Jenny. I'm really glad to be here with you both.
Ted, you have another acronym for us to share with our listeners, and that's HERMIT. And we're not talking about hermits or people who keep to themselves, right?
Right, correct. No, we're not talking about folks who like to go hide in the cave.
Or live under the bridge or something of that sort. Yeah. All right, so don't be scared. Keep listening. Keep staying tuned. We're going to be talking about the Healthy Relationship and Marriage Education Training, or HERMIT. So, Ted, can you share with us what HERMIT is?
Sure. So, HERMIT, the Healthy Relationship Marriage Education Training, was a training curriculum that a team of colleagues and I developed as part of a federal grant from the Children's Bureau. The team was led by Dr. David Tram, who at the time was at Missouri. And it also included our colleague Kim Allen, who was at North Carolina State University, Anthony Santiago, who is still currently at Iowa State, and then both Wally Goddard, who's retired, and James Marshall, who were both at University of Arkansas Extension. And so this great team, we took these concepts from NERMAM, the model, National Extension Relationship Marriage Education Model. Listen to part one of the podcast if you missed that, and to learn more about that. And we took those concepts and we put together a training curriculum that we could deliver and provide to folks, professionals who worked in the child welfare system, right? Because what, and then we developed tools that they could utilize to help their clients with developing those skills, right? So it wasn't a full structured curriculum that we were training them to then take and use, but instead we developed these training modules, which actually are available for free online. If you were to just type in hermet.org, that'll take you to the website where you can access these modules, again, for free. We eventually converted them into these video-based modules that little PowerPoint slides with audio, voiceover, that basically walk you through the model itself. So it's a great resource to learn about those seven core concepts in the model. And then for each of those core principles and skills, when you go to the website, there are little tip sheets, activity sheets that go along with them. That so we developed this so that it could be very flexible for professionals to use. So if your client, for example, if you're working with a couple or a single individual, because the Hermit wasn't just developed to support couples, it was developed to support individuals who were developing or are trying to maintain a relationship. So, okay. So it could, you know, so for example, one of the concepts, in terms of understanding, you know, which is reinforce the importance of understanding your partner. There's like a great little tip sheet that was developed that reinforces know the 10 P's, right? Mm-hmm. So as you're learning more about the partner, mm-hmm. what are some things, questions you might want to ask to really get to understand that person before you rush in, right? So one of our concepts, choose, right? Being intentional, making decisions, conscious decisions. Well, what are the things you might want to ask that person? So I know this could be very relevant for military individuals, for somebody who sometimes might rush into a relationship, make a quick commitment, you know, to that relationship. So know the 10 P's was a little activity sheet used to kind of like, What do you want to know about your partner? 10 P's being like questions about personality, their passions, their plans and priorities, their previous mm-hmm. partners. Like, well, you know, how long did the previous relationship last? Mm-hmm. Why did it end? You know, how were their disagreements handled, right? You know, perspective taking, how does that person, you know, listen and understand how they problem solve, past family experiences. You know, so it's basically a helpful list of things to think about when you're entering a relationship. Now, we always joke, this isn't the sort of list that you would pull out during the first date and say, okay, let's work through these days, because chances are you might not have a second date after that, you know, but these are questions that you ask over time,
yeah,
you know, in a relationship, right? But then the tools are also, were also developed to help, you know, to sit down with maybe a couple that might be struggling on talking through some of their differences or some of their stressors. And so it walked them through some of those steps. So it was designed for child welfare professionals to utilize whether they were doing home visits, you know, so maybe they were doing a home visit with a parent and to help them with some of their parenting needs, but then they saw that, oh, I see you're in a new relationship. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you know about this person before you introduce them, you know, to your child, you know, put your child at risk, make sure is your child safe, because, you know, child welfare professionals, their first and foremost priority is to make, is children's safety, right? Mm-hmm. So helping them make those informed decisions, or if they go into a home and they see that there's some concerns with the relationship, mm-hmm. they can provide some of those tools in that meeting with that client. So it was designed kind of as a cafeteria style resource where they can pull from it what they felt their client needed.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at them right now as you're talking about them, and I am impressed with the PDF fact sheets that are available, and that it does have that menu approach, and you can really hone in on maybe what would be helpful to the individual or couple that you might be working with.
Yeah.
It's really, I was just looking at care for self since we've been talking about that. Mm-hmm. And it covers from stress to nutrition, intimate partner violence, mm-hmm. other health goals, that kind of thing.
Exactly. So, yeah. Even spiritual wellness, just
spiritual wellness is there too.
And each of the little worksheets is set up. It's a simple 2-page document. Each of those,
right.
That first page outlines kind of the objectives of that activity. Who's it for?
Okay.
How much time should you allocate if you're going to do this? Instructions for the educator, and then just some discussion starter to get the, and then how to follow up. And then the second page is something that you could print out and hand to your client, hand to the parent, hand to whoever you're working with, and just kind of walk them through. We really tried to make sure that they were as simple as possible mm-hmm. to fill out. So you'll see a lot of the worksheets have checklists, you know, but then there's also areas where you can add, if you don't see something covered in that checklist that captures who you are, what you're going through, or what you feel, there's space for you to add. And then there's also a lot of open space for you to jot down and comment. So we try to make sure that in terms of literacy level, real simple, you know.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the one now that is on my and my partner's strengths. I really mm-hmm. like how that's laid out. And it includes 20 items with the option of adding more. So
yeah,
it really is a good starter conversation for
exactly.
a couple.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Good.
That's
Thanks.
Something that I might be interested in checking out my own self.
Yes.
My own relationship.
I was just thinking the
you know?
Same thing.
Like, yeah. Things
Even
that
though
we...
I've been married almost 40 years, we could use
There's
some
always
sometimes.
Room to grow.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Always room. It made me think of, are you aware of like what types of professionals are using this? Is it mostly extension educators? You know, we've obviously our listeners are those professionals that are that work with military families. Do you know if it's been used in that realm?
You know, I'll admit I'm not the best at tracking who utilizes these because these are available online
right.
for anybody who comes across them. So I don't really know who accesses them. I know that they were shared with Extension. They were shared with child welfare professionals. But they could really be utilized by really anyone. Mm-hmm. So for those who are listening, especially, you know, those military service providers, you know, it's a, when you read the model, when you read the NERMA and understand those concepts, and then, you know, actually you could just go straight to the Hermit and mm-hmm. watch those videos. Mm-hmm. If you're more of an audio visual person and like, oh, I don't want to sit down and read this, but you want to listen to those, you know, short videos on each of those concepts, and then right there's the tool. So, and it's there for you, for professionals to utilize however they might feel would be best of service to their clients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just kind of made me think about, so, I mean, there's lots of research that's out there about how deployments impact military families and military couples. For those that are like, before their deployment, I could see where the Hermit would be a good tool for, you know, professionals to kind of sit down and talk about those things with couples or, you know, as a group or more specifically just with just that couple and kind of working through things, getting the plan together.
Right. Yeah, there's a little worksheet on managing stress or even one on signs of stress. So like there's a little worksheet on signs of stress, for example, that the goal there is how does your body respond to stress, both physically, emotionally, mentally? What does that look like? Because and then encourages couples to be aware of their partner's stressing signals. So so if your partner, when they're stressed, they shut down, you know, some people shut down. Right, they're quiet. So, so that quietness doesn't mean that they don't want to engage with you. It's just their body's way of handling stress, right? Mm-hmm. So if you keep pushing, you know, and say, "Why aren't you talking to me?" You know, then if their way of handling stress is to shut down, then they're going to be more stressed. So the tool is designed to help couples process, well, how Okay, so that's what's happening when you're stressed. Okay, so now I can respond a little differently and say, okay, I see that you've been really quiet. Are you stressed about something? You know, then you can, it changes the conversation, right? Mm-hmm. But then there's another worksheet then after you understand each other's signs of stress on just what are some different ways, healthy, unhealthy, you know, unhealthy ways of how you deal with stress and becoming mm-hmm. aware of that. So I would think deployment definitely is going to create some stress in the household, and just understanding what that's like. I mean, in my own relationship, for example, you know, I at one time wasn't the best about stopping to eat lunch. I would just work through lunch and I didn't snack, and I would, at the end of the day, blood sugar dropped. I was like hangry almost. But I would get home and I would be so tired and I wouldn't be very engaging. And you know, I didn't want to do anything else until I ate. Right. And I think when my wife and I kind of really talked about that, and I realized, okay, I think this is what's happening. And so when I get home, I don't want to be bombarded with a whole lot of more stuff, more mm-hmm. stress, until I've had a chance to eat something and kind of decompress, right? Mm-hmm. So I think becoming more aware of how your body's responding to the day, to the stress, and you and your partner being on the same page yeah. to understand that helps create a little bit more intimacy, right? In terms of just understanding.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say you ate lunch now.
I'm better at it now. I learned, you know, as I started, you know, getting older, put those pounds on, and I'm like, oh my God, you look in the mirror and you're like, oh my gosh. So I started going to the gym, but then I also started, you know, learning more about, you know, eating healthier and like the right food to eat as you get older mm-hmm. and how you kind of break it up over the course of the day. Mm-hmm. So I've tried to stick to that, you know, kind of routine.
Yeah. Yep. I'm still teaching my partner.
Yeah.
I was just looking again at another under, I think it was no, and the idea of love maps, which reminded me of another thing, but I thought this was really interesting information about how to know yourself and your partner better, a series of questions. In terms of the love language, I have two adult daughters who are married and have children and that sort of thing, and they often talk about their love languages.
And the love maps, you know, that whole concept comes from, you know, John Gottman, right? And I think with so many advancements with technology, we now have those sort of resources. So John Gottman and the Gottman Institute actually released like these, and I want to say they're available for free on the App Store, like these, I can't remember what they're called, like love, like a deck of like cards that you can do. It's an app, and you and your partner can sit there, and these type of love map questions pop up. I'm looking it up here, where you can just kind of like connect with each other. I'm looking it up here to see what it's called.
Look on the App Store too.
Yeah, but it's a great little app. Here we go, Gottman Card Decks. So I think you can, if you were to Google Gottman Card Decks, I think it's a little app, and I think it's free in most app stores, and it's a little game where questions will pop up, and if you and your partner are just trying to come up with like, okay, what do we want to talk about? I don't know, you know. Well, here you go. Pull up this little app, and it's a fun little way to connect and strengthen one's love map. You know,
it's here.
Yeah.
On the App Store, Gottman Card Decks. First thing that came up.
That's really neat. I like that.
I'm sure it's on the Google Store too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'd love to say that we, you know, our team could take credit for a lot of these great ideas and concepts, but there's so many smart people out there, smarter than me, that have done the research and translated it. You know, that's the thing is what I love about Accenture is, you know, we've got folks who can take research and translate it into information, into tools, into resources that is usable, right? Mm-hmm. So folks have come up with these great little tools and ideas and concepts that, you know, all we did was just as a team of extension specialists just say, how do we put this into a format that people can use? Mm-hmm. And I think that's what the Hermit then represents is taking all that research that people did and say, how do we put this into something people can actually look at and say, oh, okay, yeah, I can do that.
For sure, in a simplified way.
Yeah.
I look forward to playing with it.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to check it out myself too. I think it'll be really beneficial. I can definitely see how Hermit would be really beneficial for our listeners as well. And so I encourage you guys to check that out when you have time, and be sure to reach back for questions if you know if there's things that you run into there. And also, I think it would be helpful for them to share kind of success stories of how they used Hermit as well. So I don't know if you do have any final thoughts that you might want to share about Hermit that might be where a success story the educators that you've worked with have used it, or anything else you want to share there, Ted?
Yeah, well, for your listeners who kind of like to read the research and the science behind the stuff, when you do go to hermit.org, there's one of the options is to click on the little tab that says impact. And so you'll see a link to some of the reports and publications that came from the work that we did in terms of the impact. But I'll tell you, when we did those trainings, there was always folks would say, how helpful these tools and information was, but boy, I wish I had this when I was, younger, or when I was in my relationship, or before I got divorced, because this would have really helped, right? And so what I find is by doing, when we do these trainings with professionals, my hope is like professionals will first take this and apply it themselves, mm-hmm. right? And see value in using these skills, using these tools in their own relationships. I think there's great value in that before trying to use it with clients. I always joke when I do these trainings, I remind folks these sound like simple things to do, but it's easy to forget. It's easy to let it slide, and so you have to be really intentional. And so when you get busy, things kind of slip. And so I tell folks when I do these trainings and talks, and I remind myself of these things, and I realize what I'm not doing and what I could do better and what I could do more, I'm a much better husband afterwards, right? But then, a few weeks, a couple months might pass, and my wife comes up to me and she says, "So Ted, when's your next training?" It's our subtle way of saying, you might need a refresher. We're just constantly working at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's, I think, the important part, is that we want to be, or we need to be, constantly working and intentional, the intentionality of it, making a difference.
Yeah.
I like that aspect.
This concludes part 2 of our 3-part podcast series with Dr. Ted Futris. Want to learn more? Continue listening to part 3 to learn how Nerman has been used to create a couples education curriculum called Elevate, and how you might use Elevate in your work with couples to help them maintain healthy and stable relationships. From all of us at 1UP's Family Transitions team, we thank you, Ted, so much for chatting with us today and sharing your expertise. For those listening, thank you for joining us. We encourage you to refer to the resources mentioned in this podcast on our webpage under the list entitled Additional Materials. Be sure to check out other podcasts, blog posts, and free webinars from our website at 1UP.org. This production is based upon work supported by the National Institute of Food and Agriculture, U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the Office of Military Family Readiness Policy, U.S. Department of Defense, under award number 2019-48770-30366.